Some Alaska communities aren't waiting for oil to trickle away before pursuing other heat and power options. Like most towns in southwest Alaska, Unalaska is powered by diesel generators, and as oil prices rise, city leaders are looking at harnessing the power of one of their oldest and largest neighbors. Charles Homans tells us more.
An Unangan folktale tells the story of Kamgiligan, or Future Head, the spirit that lives in Makushan Volcano. Future Head decides he wants to have a human family. So he goes down from the volcano into the village of Unalaska, looking for a woman who can give birth to him.
I'll just read a paragraph of it, and it's called Kamgiligan. Kamgiligan Udan Tanam Kugan.
Moses Dirks is the co-editor of the book Aleut Tales and Narratives, and an elementary school teacher in Unalaska.
So then he starts growing up as a human being, and then he helps the village. He becomes a really good hunter, and then he hunts for the village. And so this is sort of a story about the relationship between human being and then the volcano, and how they lived closely with each other, and then the mutual respect for each other.
And here you can see the trend of the fault.
The spirit of Future Head doesn't show up on the map of Makushan Volcano in Unalaska City Manager Chris Laddick's office, but the map is marked with a rash of red dots that runs across the southwestern face of the volcano. These are hot springs and steam holes known as fumaroles, evidence of the nearly 400-degree fluid that lies deep beneath the volcano. To geothermal power developers, these hot spots are evidence that Makushan might once again provide for the people of Unalaska. The idea of tapping Makushan has been kicked around for more than 20 years, and the city has been approached by four different developers. But those plans have all run aground on the difficult realities of building anything in Unalaska.
Here's the city. Here's where the well is. And this is a known well. So it's about eight miles of land and about 4 miles of water.
Makushan is about 12 miles from Unalaska. Logistically, the project is a $100 million proposition, and that scared away most developers. In 2005, an Icelandic geothermal company approached the city with ambitious plans to use the volcano to generate not just electricity, but also hot water and hydrogen power. City leaders flew to Iceland to tour geothermal projects there, and they liked what they saw.
You know, it's amazing what they've done with their country. There are definite benefits to geothermal.
But the partnership fell apart. And now Unalaska is considering developing the volcano on its own, using government grants instead of commercial financing. Laddick says that it will be at least 8 years before the project happens, if it happens at all, and it seems unlikely the city will wean itself entirely off diesel anytime soon. But for an island that has been inhabited for thousands of years, the petroleum era is just a blink of an eye. The volcano, on the other hand, has been there all along. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.